This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Diabetes and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Lori Jaffe, the mother of Lily Jaffe, who was diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 1 month old. However, this six-year-old made headlines when medical providers discovered she had a genetic form and treatment would then switch from insulin to a pill. Lily was featured in People magazine as one of the first in the United States to be diagnosed with monogenic diabetes. Now, together with her husband and a production team, they have produced a documentary highlighting families from around the world as well as the medical professionals who came to understand monogenic diabetes and began testing patients for it. Lori, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And it's certainly the honor is ours as well. So first of all, what is monogenic diabetes for the listener and how does it differ from type 1?
Well, monogenic diabetes is a relatively newly understood type of diabetes that has been misdiagnosed as type 1 or type 2. And it results from a change or a mutation in a single gene that controls the body's ability to make insulin. So how is it different than type 1? Well, in type 1 diabetes, which typically affects children, people do not produce enough insulin because their bodies actually destroy the insulin-producing cells. And it's different than type 2 because the body doesn't produce enough insulin for, you know, a number of different reasons. But with monogenic diabetes, the people actually have healthy insulin-producing cells, but there's a key channel in those cells that is, because of the genetic mutation, won't work properly. And scientists discovered that an oral medication that's been around for 50 years, that's inexpensive, it's a common, even generic form of medicine, actually allows the body to make and secrete insulin on its own. And people that have certain forms of monogenic diabetes can actually switch their treatment from insulin injections to a simple treatment of just taking pills a couple of times a day. In addition, there are a couple of types of monogenic diabetes. One is a type that affects babies at a very young age, typically 6 months or younger. My daughter was diagnosed with diabetes when she was 1 month old. And then, of course, you know, re-diagnosed as having this monogenic diabetes when we found out about it when she was 6 years old. But there are children that can be, you know, even up to 9 to 10 months of age when they're diagnosed that have the neonatal forms of monogenic diabetes. There's another type of monogenic diabetes that's known as MODY, or maturity onset diabetes of the young. And typically, that will affect young children all the way up to people in their early adulthood. So there are two different types, basic types of monogenic diabetes. But, you know, the treatment that is most effective for people with these forms of monogenic diabetes is not insulin injections, but as I said, a common, very inexpensive form of medication. It's called the generic form is called a sulfonylurea drug. And remarkably, there are 25 million Americans with different types of diabetes. And 1 to 2% of those actually have one of these monogenic types of diabetes. And while that sounds like a small amount when you say 1 to 2%, it's actually, you know, conservatively between a quarter of a million and a half a million Americans that are taking insulin that don't need to. And that's a pretty dramatic statistic. And what their the patients and their doctors don't know is that they have the wrong diagnosis.
How is it tested, and should anyone with diabetes be tested, and what is the process here?
Well, you know, I guess, as I said, there are two different types. I think anybody who, it doesn't matter how old the person with diabetes currently is. The issue is, and the real question to ask is, when were they diagnosed with diabetes? So for those that were diagnosed as young babies, 6 months or younger, definitely they should explore genetic testing. For people that were diagnosed, you know, as children or even up to young adults, that even though they were diagnosed as type 1, if they have been tested for autoimmune antibodies and are found to be negative, and that's a common test that's done when people are originally diagnosed with diabetes, but if they're found to be negative for autoimmune antibodies, they definitely should pursue testing. We know person after person that actually went to their you know, healthcare provider and through the internet had found out about the possibility of genetic testing, and the doctors hadn't even heard of monogenic diabetes, let alone that there would be, you know, a treatment as dramatically different and simple and life-changing as switching from, you know, insulin injections, insulin pumps, to taking oral medication. And that's why we're producing the movie that we have just completed, Journey to a Miracle, Freedom from Insulin, really to raise awareness of this type of diabetes and to, you know, reach other families, reach these quarter to a half a million Americans that also could be helped if they only knew about the possibility of a different treatment.
Why do you think there is such a large amount of people that are unaware?
Well, that's a really good question and an important question. You know, first of all, it is a newly understood type of diabetes. You know, traditionally, physicians thought that there were two types, type 1 and type 2, and they were both, you know, either treated with oral medication, but usually with insulin injections, particularly in the case of people with type 1 diabetes. It's such a newly understood type of diabetes, and the breakthrough has only been you know, recently understood by physicians in the United States, probably the past, you know, 8 to 10 years at the very, very most. So many doctors themselves have not even heard of monogenic diabetes and the possibility of this very, very different and life-changing new treatment. And for those doctors that do know, we've heard of endocrinologists that are aware of monogenic diabetes, but they think that it's so rare that it can't possibly affect their patients. And so even though patients may come to them and, you know, ask about genetic testing, if they fit the profile for somebody who would qualify to be tested, the doctors are refusing to do testing because they do think that it's so rare. But you know, as I said earlier, a quarter to a half a million Americans are taking insulin that don't need to, and that's a lot of people, and we really, really hope to reach them. You know, not only is it a life-changing switch in treatment, going from insulin injections to oral medications, but the patient will avoid all of the very horrible health consequences of dealing with uncontrolled blood sugars and diabetes, including blindness and amputation and heart disease and stroke. And so it's very, very important that we reach these patients that could be helped, not only to, radically change their treatment and their life, but to give them years of life where they don't have to worry about those health consequences.
Today we are with Laura Jaffe, who with her husband Mike are the driving force behind a new documentary, Journey to a Miracle, Freedom of Insulin, here on eHealth Radio's Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Lori, what are the obstacles those with type 1 might face, and what are the solutions?
The obstacles for those who have type 1 diabetes and don't know about this treatment is that people don't know that there is an alternative diagnosis, and most of their doctors don't know that there's an alternative. And for those who were diagnosed with diabetes either as young babies or even as children into young adulthood that don't quite fit the profile of somebody with type 1 diabetes, they should definitely be tested. The unaware factor is very high in the medical community, and so patients are not learning about the possibility of a different treatment on their own. We're finding that it's really been more of a grassroots effort. Really the mom factor at work, passionate mothers searching for answers for their children on the computer, researching. Those are the ones that are finding out about this possibility of a different diagnosis. I would say the majority of people that are finding out are, the parents themselves who are then taking the information to their doctors and asking for the genetic testing so that they can pursue, a different diagnosis and different treatment.
Lastly, what is your message in producing and releasing the documentary Journey to a Miracle, Freedom of Insulin?
Well, there are as many as 500,000 Americans with diabetes that are taking insulin that don't need to. We are passionate about reaching those people. And when our daughter was able to disconnect her insulin pump for the last time when she was 6.5 years old, my husband and I, we just felt like it was such an unbelievable gift to have this cure for our daughter. And we really ask ourselves, why us? Why now? We had all of these other friends and families that were still struggling with diabetes, and we were just amazed and humbled that we had had this cure for our daughter. And we really concluded that it was because we were supposed to tell the story, and that's why we did the documentary, to raise awareness, to raise hope, to try to reach people that are not aware that there is a different type of diabetes and with it a dramatically life-changing new treatment.
Very informative and very inspiring as well, and with pleasure to have had you here today, Lori. Where can our listeners get more information about this documentary?
They can go to our website, which is journeytoamiraclemovie.com. And the best way to keep up with the showings throughout the country. We're hoping to have the movie available on DVD very soon, probably in March or April. But we're hoping for broadcast on public television throughout the United States in 2015. And the best way to keep up with what's going on with broadcasts is to follow us on Facebook at Journey to a Miracle, facebook.com, Journey to a Miracle.
Well, Lori, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to an update down the road.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Lori Jaffe, who with her husband Mike are the driving force behind a new documentary, Journey to a Miracle, Freedom of Insulin. And once again, the website of reference is JourneyToAMiracleMovie.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Diabetes and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.